HKX Mobile.
Clear the name, Patrick. N0TR, just sitting there reading my QST.
Hey, it's been quiet today for sure. How are you and Miss Bernice doing this afternoon?
We've been out working on the chicken house for about 3 hours. It's not so hot. There was a nice breeze until you got over behind the tin barn. But it says it's 83, but there's 79% humidity, so that makes it feel like 89. Well, I just talked to Gus, A4GH, stroke Victor Echo 1, and he was headed up into Newfoundland eventually. Where did he say he was at today? But at any rate, I had a nice chat with him, and just sitting here reading the magazine. How's your day going, Patrick?
Business has been a little slow, but the kids are going back to school, so kind of messes with things a little bit. So nothing to complain about. Other than that, I ain't got rained on today, so been a nice breeze, so nothing to complain about.
A lot better than it has been, that's for darn sure. Oh, well, that's about all we've done, and we changed out the watering system and cleaned it all up and redone it, and you know, those 5-gallon buckets with the watering system on them, you have to take them down and take them apart. Then I had tons of hickory nuts all over the roof, and I had to get up there and try to blow some of those off. That 7 inches of rain the other night didn't help a whole lot.
The water real quick.
Not much in one rain in my life, I don't think, except when we were in Hawaii for our 40th anniversary, and it was either 46 or 49 inches of rain in one weekend, and we got out of there real quick. Went to the other side of the island where it was more desert-like. But even skipped supper because I just knew it was raining too much. But never around here. 7 inches is a lot of rain in about 3 hours.
It's flat ground.
It hadn't been raining hardly at all here. You know, we hadn't had all that much. And then that come all one night from about 10:30 to about midnight. And it was just amazing. I watched it on radar the whole time and tracked it. But it started out up around Inman, then it come back to Campobello, then it come on back to us. And went over about as far as Lake Robinson, and it just sat there for a couple of 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah, hey, is when they stop and sit there. When they're moving on through, it ain't too bad. But if they ever stop, you're going to get a good dousing.
Yeah. Went down and took the animals some stuff to eat there earlier and towed it out in front of the game camera. And looked back over there where they're trying to build that new house. Two of them or three of them, I don't know which. I think he picked the wrong place. There had to be like a river down there, Patrick, the way they got it, that road down through there. It's about 100 yards behind the back of our property. But, wow, mosquito heaven and water running down that road. I don't know if he's going back out or not. They haven't done anything down there in about a month and a half. Doesn't break my heart either.
Pretty low back there behind your house from what I remember. And probably not the best place to build a house.
And the soil is just sand. And they had to completely obliterate the timber just to make a road back to it. And it starts up there at that addition on Mara Road, which is one road before you get up to our turn on 101 there. And the people there weren't very happy about it either because they they deer hunted and stuff like that back there. And it's really lousing up the animals' home, I'll tell you for sure. It's a dirty shame. But it's progress, and he paid for it, so it's his business, I guess. Send your OTR.
Look at it. I may not agree with it, may not like it, but he bought it, he paid for it. It's his to do with what he can do with it.
I love seeing the animals in the game camera. And we like feeding them and such. They never did bother us up here except the deer. And Firecracker takes care of that. But he just kind of changes things. But it's a lot better than O'Neill edition or something like that going in. And those are going in all over the place. They're just ruining all these little towns and taking away their culture. And that's the sad part. You always like it when we're out and run into a little town we've never been to before. The people are nice, and I guess it's progress, but I don't know. It might wind up like it did about 15 years ago if that stock market keeps dropping 1,000 points at a whack. Maybe he changed his mind.
Well, it rebounded today, so we'll see what happens tomorrow. And I've got my doubts on it, but I know there's people out there that are betting the farm on it's going to just keep going, keep going. Well, I was always told what goes up must come down sooner or later.
I found out the stock market's kind of like a casino unless you're exceptionally smart. And then even then you get bit. But you know, I just don't mess with it at all. I did a little bit when my nephew's company was going, but that was about it. And didn't amount to a darn compared to, you know, what most people do. And I just don't mess with it. You know, I'm too old to mess with it. Because it can go up and come down just as fast. My neighbor up here is invested in the NASDAQ and the high-tech stocks to, you know, because he's only got a few years to go before he retires. But, I seen a friend of mine lose over $100,000 that one time when it dropped in his 401. And I sure hope that don't happen to them.
Roger that. I don't have any money in it either. Never have played with the stock market. A couple of things I wish I would have done that I thought about doing, but I never did. Wasn't brave enough to pull the trigger on it, I guess. So, probably a good thing.
If you got the money that you can afford to lose, it's fine. But if you don't, it's best that you just stay away from it. Kind of like drinking a lot, or drugs. Stay away from it. Anyways, Patrick, I'll let you go. Probably see you Thursday. I'll have to touch base with Bernice here. Give me a text if I forget. And you have a good day out there and a safe day. And say hello to wife, and we'll catch you down the line. KO4HKX and 0TR. 73, Patrick.
Good to hear you, and please tell Miss Bernice that we said hello, and I will look forward to talking to you on Thursday face-to-face, hopefully. If not, we'll continue the radio conversations. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.